The outhouse building was right there, so the counselors let her go. Mistake, but it happens. No one knew at the time that there were entrances on both sides of the building. Obviously Mary knew, I said. Dr. Blaisdell drummed a pen on his desktop several times. At any rate, she disappeared into nearby woods. I stared at him, just listening, trying not to judge, but it was hard not to. She was a model patient, had been for years. It took everyone very much by surprise. Just like when she killed her kids, I said. Blaisdell appraised me with his eyes. He wasn't sure if I had just insulted him, and I certainly hadn't meant to. The police did a major search, one of the biggest I've seen. We left that job to them. Of course, we were eager to have Mary back and to make sure she was all right, but it's not the kind of story we go out of our way to publicize. She wasn't... He stopped. Wasn't what? Well, at the time, we didn't consider her any danger to anyone, other than herself, perhaps. I didn't say what I was thinking. All of Los Angeles had a somewhat different opinion of Mary, that she was the most vicious homicidal maniac who ever lived. Did she leave anything behind? I finally asked. She did, actually. You'll definitely want to see her journals. She wrote almost every day, filled dozens of journals while she was here. Chapter 112. A porter, Mac,